Welcome back. Coverage of the 2015 NFL Scouting Combine on Vikings.com continues. We got Mort, we got Shefty, but that doesn't mean we don't need Sal. You tried to get away, but we're not going to let you go.
Are you saying I'm hitting cleanup? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm saying we're saving the best for last when it comes to ESPN.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. You know, I was out there this year. I think I covered the game against the Pats.
Started out great, but didn't finish well.
Yeah, that was Adrian Peterson's first game that he didn't play. Yeah, so the big question is, when's he coming back?
Do you know?
You tell me.
I definitely don't know, and I'm definitely not guessing. That's up to you.
Yeah, I think he's coming back to the Vikings. I think all signs point to that. I think it's pretty clear that when you hear the kinds of things that you're hearing out of Spielman and just talking to some members of your organization on background here in Indianapolis, they're trying to make it more comfortable for people to understand from a public relations standpoint that we are going to give this guy a second chance. I think, Mike, the biggest question mark is, will the people of Minneapolis and the fans of the Vikings and the state of Minnesota accept that? I think that is the key. I think the team wants him back. The players want him back. They need him back. I just don't know whether they can sell that to the fan base. And how Adrian Peterson handles it and how the Vikings handle it, and I think what they're doing is sort of like softening up the ground, if you will, for a public relations onslaught that's going to come, how people react to that, and the cognoscente within Minneapolis, the mayor and the governor of Minnesota and all the opinion shapers in the state, what they say next is very important.
Okay, let's go down to the next step on this whole issue. In a hypothetical world, let's say that he is back. Talk about the relationship between Adrian and Teddy. Not the interpersonal relationship, but the football relationship.
Oh, this is an easy
okay?
one.
Okay, can Teddy develop with Adrian?
Let's put it this way, Mike. Here's his relationship. That's it.
Right.
Hand the ball to him. Get out of the way. And then make a play on third down when you have to.
All right, there you go.
That's the essence of the relationship, right? But going back to the big picture of it, and I think there are a lot of moving parts. The dynamic of this is, how do people react to the idea that Peterson is coming back? What does he say? How does the organization handle it? What happens within the community to make it right? I think those are all the next steps, because I think what you're hearing now are the people within the Vikings organization saying there's an inevitability to this. And how people react to that inevitability, do they feel like it's being forced on them before they're ready to accept it? I think it's a very delicate time.
The next big time in the NFL, we're going to switch gears here, free agency. Vikings with Rick Spielman calculated in free agency. They don't overspend. They don't underspend. They're calculated. Last year we hit a few with Linval Joseph and Captain Munnerlyn. Tom Johnson was a nice signing for us. What's the climate in free agency this year, do you think, and specifically with the Vikings? What do you foresee happening here over the next month and a half?
Yeah, the problem with free agency for every NFL team is every team now has a lot of money to work with. The cap is over $140 million. Teams have cash because of all the television contracts. The league has never made more money. But I think there's a lot of pressure on the Vikings to get it right. You know, knowing the ownership group, Ziggy and Mark, knowing how desperate they are to put a winning product on the field, considering what happened with Adrian Peterson and considering they were just granted the next big Super Bowl. With the new stadium coming online, you got to sell all of that. They want to win, and they want to win now. So I anticipate them being very, very aggressive.
Thank you, Sal. Appreciate your time. You can catch Sal on ESPN. He'll be covering the Combine with all the guys there. And you can catch our coverage of the Combine continuing here on Vikings.com. Thanks for your time.
Mike, anytime.